This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. U.S. oil and gas companies continue to prioritize financial returns over boosting supply. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Colorado School of Mines. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Despite higher gas prices, it finds most U.S. companies aren't rushing to spend money on new employees, pipelines, and drilling rigs. Instead, investors and lenders want companies to keep turning in record profits. The report says this trend could blunt the impact of the recently signed Inflation Reduction Act. Even though the new federal legislation opens public land to drilling, companies will likely keep their focus on higher returns, not new drilling and increasing the supply of oil and gas. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver officials say crime will likely go up at Union Station once winter arrives. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Denver police have increased officers. RTD has improved lighting and added security monitors. And once a week, social workers on the city's outreach van, the Wellness Winnie, are connecting people to services and treatment. But Councilmember Paul Cashman raised concerns about the existence of inpatient treatment options.
If you're an average person with a drug crisis, the consciousness is there are not beds, that services are not readily available. If they are, please let people know, please, because it is, I believe people are maybe dying because they don't know where to go.
Cashman has been asking for a list of available beds for years and says he hasn't received it. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now and talking about why college is so expensive. It's 12:06.